And our final coach on the teleconference is Indiana's Tom Allen. Indiana is at home Saturday to take on Wisconsin, a noon Eastern time kickoff on ABC. Coach, thanks for joining us. If you could give us some quick opening comments, then we'll open the call for media questions.
All right. Just disappointed in the way we finished this past weekend at Maryland. I got off to a fast start and had a fourth quarter lead that we were not able to hold on to. And disappointed in the play of our special teams. Felt like that was a key. Getting a punt blocked for a score is never acceptable and really can be devastating for momentum. And then a long kickoff return and some couple punts out of bounds and a PAT blocked that put us, you know, down by three instead of two at the end to give us a chance to all and need was a field goal to win the game. So just those little things we have to get fixed. Offensively played extremely well. Guys stepping up, missed all the guys that we've had injured. Thought that they did a tremendous job of giving us the opportunity to win the game and gave up a couple big plays defensively that hurt us, but overall defensively played solid as well. So really need to address special teams, which we are this week, and get some of those things fixed.
Thank you, Coach. Let's take questions from the media at this time.
To ask a question, please press star 1 on your telephone keypad. As a reminder, if there are no questions in the queue following two prompts, we will conclude that coach's portion of the call. Your first question comes from the line of Mike Miller, Bloomington Herald.
Hey, Tom. You mentioned yesterday just kind of going back and recognizing after that first quarter there was kind of an emotional let-up from the defense the final three quarters. I mean, what kind of challenge do you kind of give those guys moving forward to kind of come back from that and, you know, play four full quarters like we've seen from them, you know, so often this season?
Sure. You know, I think the big thing is just the maturity of being able to handle that situation. It hasn't happened to us, you know, this year where we got off to a two-score lead like that. And, you know, you'd like to think with a lot of seniors on defense that wouldn't be an issue. But when you go back and look at it, we haven't been in that situation. So what you do is, and we had addressed this with our guys, is talk about, you know, when things go well for you early, how you going to respond. You often talk about how you going to respond to adversity that happens early, but you also have to deal with something positive and not letting up. And we have to play the fever pitch for 60 minutes and beyond. And we didn't do that to my standard. And so I think that's something that is very fixable, and we addressed it for sure.
Got it. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Your next question comes from the line of Jim Polzin with Wisconsin State Journal.
Here comes another top five opponent your way. How much do you stress to your team that, you know, maybe things haven't gone the way you wanted the last couple of weeks, but here's another opportunity to kind of post a signature victory that people would notice?
Without question. You know, all you can do is control what you have in front of you, and you learn from the past. Obviously had some really close games here and some strong disappointments to come up short against some quality teams, and another opportunity this week to face the fourth-ranked team in the country that's playing extremely well right now, a very, very good football team. So our guys realize the opportunity ahead of us, and you have to recognize that, you know, you don't get these opportunities every year. You play three top five teams, you want to be able to be at your best in those situations and let those teams bring out the best in you. And they're extremely talented and well-coached teams, so we're going to have to play our very, very best. But we're excited for the opportunity to get back on track.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Again, if you'd like to ask a question, press star 1. Your next question comes from the line of Leo Haggerty with It Sports Magazine.
Good afternoon, Coach.
Good afternoon.
Coach, from a defensive standpoint, you go from having to defend sideline to sideline with Maryland to now playing in a shoebox where Wisconsin wants to play you tackle to tackle. How hard is that to adapt your defensive scheme to?
It's challenging for sure. You know, you have to use different, you know, personnel groupings and different things that you do to match up with that style, you know, but that's part of being in this conference. You know, it always seems like, you know, you always have a couple teams in every league that's different than everybody else. You know, this year by playing Wisconsin, this is really our third time playing a team similar to this, although they are the biggest and really probably seem to be the most physical across the board. style of offense we play with, more heavy emphasis on running. So, it's different, you know, a completely different system than we saw last week, and really a completely different system than the majority of the teams you play during the year. So, you know, that's the challenge of today's game and being able to adapt to those. And we don't, that's part of it. So you want to have a system that's built for that, and we're just going to have to make those adjustments and get ready to go do a great job defending a very, very good offense.
Coach, last question, and thank you for your time. Bum Phillips said, we got to the door, we just can't kick it in right now. You're just playing well enough to lose. How tough is it to stand in front of your team after a game when they've given you the maximum effort and it's just not good enough?
You know, it's for sure a challenge in the motivational perspective, but at the same time, we've made enough mistakes in those critical times that you feel like, hey, you know, you realize you can point out very specifically, we didn't do this, and therefore this was the outcome, or we didn't do that, and therefore you got the, you know, you came up short. And so it's not like we're playing perfect football and we're doing everything we can do, and it's just not enough. You know, we got to play better in those key situations. We got to execute better in those key situations, and when we do, there'll be a different outcome.
Thank you, Coach. Good luck this weekend.
You're welcome. Take care.
Again, if you'd like to ask a question, press star 1.
Coach, thanks again for joining us. We look forward to talking to you again next week.
You're welcome. Take care.